Part 8. What does the death of Jesus mean for you? 3 days after Jesus died, some women visited his tomb and found it empty. Jehovah had raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus later appeared to his apostles. Yes, Jehovah had resurrected Jesus to life as a powerful, immortal spirit creature. Jesus' disciples saw him go up to heaven. What are the wages of sin? Romans 6:23. Jesus opened the way to everlasting life. Romans 5:21. Jesus gave up his life to pay a ransom for mankind. By means of that ransom, God makes it possible for us to live forever. Jehovah appointed Jesus as king to rule over the earth. With him will be 144,000 faithful people who are resurrected from the earth to life in heaven. Jesus and the 144,000 form a righteous heavenly government, God's kingdom. God's kingdom will make the earth a paradise. War, crime, poverty, and hunger will be no more. People will be truly happy. What blessings will God's kingdom bring? Psalm 72. We should pray for God's kingdom to come. Matthew 6:10. In summary, Jesus died so that we might live. John 3:16 reads, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son in order that everyone exercising faith in him might not be destroyed, but have everlasting life." God resurrected Jesus and made him king of God's kingdom. Daniel 7:13 and 14 reads, "I kept on beholding in the visions of the night, and see there, with the clouds of the heavens, someone like a son of man happened to be coming. And to the Ancient of Days he gained access, and they brought him up close even before that one. And to him there were given rulership and dignity and kingdom, that the peoples, national groups, and languages should all serve even him. His rulership is an indefinitely lasting rulership that will not pass away, and his kingdom one that will not be brought to ruin."